Welcome back to the porch. And as you know, we're talking about God at Christmas. And so we're looking at a whole different thing of this isn't just about the baby Jesus, although obviously he is a part of this, but we're talking about the God of the universe is baby Jesus and how that magnifies what baby Jesus is all about. So, Bev, what's the big question this week?
Well, I was going to ask you that. What do you think the second, the last week we talked about the biggest theological question is really, where did God come from? So if you had to say, what's the second big question, theological question, what would you say it is?
What is man that God even cares about man? Mm-hmm. What do you think, Bev, if you're going to answer that question?
That is the question, isn't it? So, and that, it's funny because the reality is when you think about, like, if you can get past the point where you can believe that God has existed for infinity and he is an eternal being that has no beginning and no end, then the big question, I was just talking to you about this with life, is what is the meaning of our life? What is the purpose of our life? And why does God have us here?
Right.
Like, what is this all about? So I get the concept of God being an infinite person that is constant and is omniscient and omnipresent, but then how do I, as a human, relate into that God?
Yeah. Well, I think that's really framed the question very well, but I think it's very easy to just look at it from a material standpoint where you're left saying, man is this insignificant piece of dirt that exists on planet Earth in the midst of this gigantic universe. But I think, you know, what God has done at Christmas, what God has said in the Bible, really puts in place that it's pretty amazing. But God has given man a very important and very significant piece of the universe. And the piece of the universe that God has given man is God wanted to create a being that would choose to love him. And of all that we know of what exists in the universe, which there could be a lot more, is man is the one creature of the universe that has a choice to either love God or not love God. And so it's up to man. And see, the nature of love is that it has to be free. So a man and a woman, you know, for there to be forced love and required love, whether you wanted to love or not, is not what love is. And God wanted to create a creature that chose to love him. And that's what he did in man.
So could you talk a little bit about that also in addition to that as image bearers, like that we've been invited to participate in not only this love relationship where we freely choose to love him, but that we as image bearers have been invited to reflect part of him.
Yeah. And that, you know, that too is just a really incredible thing when you think about it, is because we have the freedom to be able to choose to love, you know, God made us in his image. And when he made us in his image, he gave us the capacity to be able to love. And he gave us all the capacity, not the massive capacity, but the capacity that he has in his godlike character, you know. So we have the ability to love, we have the ability to be gentle, to be kind, to create, we have the ability to create, which is a pretty fascinating thing. You know, we have the ability to think, we have the ability to communicate, and our ability to communicate, although animals can communicate, our ability to communicate is on a much more higher level and on a more intimate level. And so when he created us in his image, he created a, you know, a very, very special thing. And I think that really underlines that question even more, is what is man that God is mindful of him? Why would he have created man with all those tremendous capacities?
Mm-hmm. So, and can you, what do you, when you talk about that, what does it mean for us to be, when it talks about in Scripture, to be co-heirs with him?
Right. Well, I think it basically says that like a father and son, that the son is an heir of all that the father has. I think with God the Father, he has given us that opportunity to become his sons and his daughters. And becoming his sons and daughters, he has given us an ability to have totally partner with him in all the universe that we know. And specifically, he's given us the ability to take dominion and rule over the earth as heirs that are taking care of one part of you know, everything that God's created.
What would you say our birthright or our inheritance is as in this relationship with God?
Well, I think a very important piece of the whole puzzle is this, is that he has given us equal status. He has given us a status that we don't have to prove to him, that we don't have to prove ourselves in order to be loved by him, that he loves us unconditionally means he loves us just because he loves us. And I think he's given us, you know, that piece of the puzzle, that we, without having to prove anything, we are allowed to be his children. And he loves us just because he loves us. Now, an interesting thing that Henry Nouwen said, which is very interesting, that some people are going to take a little bit of time to grasp this, and that is, he wants the relationship with us more than we want the relationship with him. He misses the relationship with us more than we miss the relationship with him. And if we have a desire to have a relationship with him, it was he that first put that desire in our hearts.
So when I hear that, how does that make us not puppets?
Well, it makes us not puppets because we can basically choose to follow that desire or choose not to follow that desire. Mm-hmm. And so there is that desire and that hunger that's inside of us, but that desire doesn't determine that we have to do that. And so the other underlining thing of all this is what we're talking about in terms of God at Christmas. We, as a human beings, have chosen not to have a relationship with God. God, in order to restore that relationship, sent his son as an ambassador for us to see in humble form God, and he basically put in place our ability to restore that relationship. And so in creation, God shows us that man is really valued and that he values him so much that he wants to have a relationship with him. And in Christmas, he basically shows us that he so values that relationship that he sent his son, made him vulnerable as a man, to come and restore that relationship.
It reminds me of that that statement that says we're much more terrified of our glory than we are of our depravity.
Right, right.
Like, that's the thing that is, if you think about us being co-heirs and invited into this love relationship and to be participants in reflecting as image bearers. Yeah. That's terrifying.
Yeah. See, that's incredible what you're saying. Because I think when we ask that question, we're basically saying to us, what is God, what is man that God is mindful of him? You're really looking at it I'm nothing, I'm worthless, I don't have any value. Mm-hmm. Why would God even care about me? But the whole story does say that God does care about us. And what we're really afraid of the fact is of what he's, the great stuff that he's created us to be, mm-hmm. and the honor that we have to be able to enter into that relationship.
Well, and to what you're saying is not only did he create us, but he's desiring and pursuing and wooing us in this magnificent love relationship where he's waiting for us to respond.
Yeah.
Just a gentle, quiet gentleman that's just loving, but also giving us such dignity and such worth and value that we can participate with the infinite God of in the universe in the creative process that's unfolding.
Yep.
That's value. That's glory incredible. Beyond glory.
Yep. Well, just to conclude this, what is man that God is mindful of him? The reality of the matter is, it's another question we can't totally grasp, but God thinks and created us with so much purpose that he really values who we are. And like you said, he greatly desires to be involved and be in an intimate relationship with us. Mm-hmm. Next week, we'll have another big question. But for now, let's meditate on this song.